Hello.
Hello. Hi, Holly. This is Sheldon. How are you doing?
Hey, Sheldon. It's been a challenging couple weeks.
Yeah, so. I remember.
Oh, there's so much.
How are you?
Don't even know about.
How are you now?
I'm just dealing with a lot right now, so please forgive me. I am not trying to put this project off, but it's a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be.
It's okay.
So what happens is I get a scene going, and then it shifts, and then I reshift it, and then I reshift it. So I'm at chapter one. I don't have any dialogue in. I basically just have synopsis. I'm chapter one, scene one. I pretty much have it detailed out and completed. And then the rest, I just have basic outlines of what I was kind of looking for, but I don't have any details. So once I get going, I realize, oh, I didn't think of that, and then I have to research something, or I have to create another character, and I'm like, uh-oh, I need a lot more time for this. So chapter one, scene one, I have Lily receiving the news that Faith has suddenly passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily Beth is walking to work from her dorm room. She works in the she works on the campus coffee shop. I think I changed that. She is called in due to an extremely busy shift because there's a campus. What is that noise?
From my end?
Yeah, I keep hearing like an alarm.
Really?
Yeah, it just.
It's pretty quiet on my end. Oh, actually, I think what you're hearing are keys, which are in my hand.
She works in a campus coffee shop. Let's see. She calls her mother on the way. She's walking. She walks to work because she lives on campus, so she walks to work. That's why I'm like, this is why I had to change her background to an actual college student. She's trying to finalize her plans with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
She calls, but there's no answer. And then she's going to go through regretting, like, having to tell her mom that she's wanting to cut her visit short because just demands of school, and she wants to work a little bit more. And then I didn't know whether Chase is kind of pressuring her to stay there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought maybe that would be a good way to introduce him. Then so as she's walking in, Lily walks into the coffee shop, and she finds Tio, or Thomas. Tio is his name short. That's a colleague. She's working. He's working by himself, and the line is almost completely out the door to the coffee shop, and he's completely overwhelmed, and he's the new character. And he... Lily helps the colleague get caught up on all the orders, and this is where you find out that Lily's background is in working at the coffee house. That's why she was so efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Lily and Tio work frantically to get caught up. During the mass confusion, Lily sees a cell phone light up, but she doesn't have her cell phone light up several times, but she doesn't have a chance to answer. She assumes it's her mother returning her call. And just as she finishes with the last customer, Lily looks at her phone to see she has missed several calls from her mother's best friend, Martha Hill. That's another character I had to create in order to have someone deliver the news to her.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised by the calls, she immediately stops to return She immediately stops. She calls out to Leo to or Tio to ask him to give her a minute before they start cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to do more research on Martha for her background. The phone barely rings before Martha answers. Martha explains that Faith has suddenly passed away, and she had collapsed on her shop floor early that morning, but by the time Martha and the ambulance had gotten there, she had already passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And she was rushed to the... So I don't know whether to have her pass away on the floor or have her die on the way to the hospital or at the hospital.
What's going
to
be the reason of the death? What's going to be the reason?
She has a brain aneurysm. I put that in the character development. She has a brain aneurysms are sudden, usually. And that's where I was doing a little bit of research. Only 25% of people... 25% of people who have brain aneurysms that burst die, and they die suddenly or go into a coma.
Uh-huh.
Scene two is, then of course it's going to end with her. I want to capture her character, and I'm not quite sure how to capture her character at this moment. Because she just received, you know, news that her mother died. So, but I don't want her releasing a lot of emotion. I just kind of want her to stay in shock for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not going to go into shock and release all of her emotion until after the reading of the will. So, scene two. The conflict's going to be how does she get, you know, she's a broke college student.
Mm-hmm.
So how is she had originally planned to go in like a caravan back home with some other college students, but now she has to get back in a hurry. And so the conflict's going to be how to get there, number one. So I'm thinking about introducing Chase at that time,
mm-hmm.
give a little bit of background information on him, and he can either A, introduce, Lily has a car and she drives back, but I don't know if that's going to be believable because she just found out her mother died. How is she going to travel 12 hours in a car by herself? I mean, is she emotionally going to be able to do that? Two, so that's the first option. Option B is Chase. So then Chase lends her a car in order for her to get home, and she drives home. Or she has her own kind of broken-down jalopy, but she doesn't really need one because she lives and does everything on campus. Or the next one would be Chase drives her home. But I don't know if I quite want to introduce that much of him yet. And then the next step or the next choice would be Chase has his secretary deliver her a first plane ticket in order for her to get home. She doesn't really want him to.
Like, honestly speaking, wouldn't it be much easier to just take a domestic flight given Chase has a good amount of income?
Right, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. He just gives her a flight, first-class flight home. But, so he could do that. And that wouldn't create such an issue. It would help me introduce Chase, and it wouldn't...
involve him too much.
Right. It would just kind of be a passive action.
Mm-hmm.
Then scene three goes into Lily and Martha. Martha is Faith's best friend. That's the one that gave her the news. Lily is not a super strong person. I want her to have the potential to grow in this series, so I don't want her super strong at this point. Otherwise, it's going to limit her ability for character and growth development. So I want her to have, in scene three, I want her to have...
a meltdown?
Martha. Sir?
No, I'm saying sort of like a meltdown. You want her to have that.
Yeah, she's not going to have that yet. She's going to melt. Martha's kind of keeping her together.
Mm-hmm.
And Martha is Faith's best friend. So in scene three, she makes plans with Martha to for the funeral. It's going to be a very simple funeral. I'm struggling with where to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Faith was a very simple kind of blue-class working woman, so she doesn't have a lot of money saved up. Everything she had kind of goes into the coffee house. So I think I'm going to make it simple, like a cremation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure. And then, so she has to make arrangements for that, and then a celebration of life. A simple celebration of life, and I'm thinking probably maybe at the coffee house. Not sure. Don't want to keep everything centered right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Faith leaves. And then let's see. Lily learns she has. Lily learns she has inherited the coffee shop. And then during part of her inheritance is a family Bible that Faith leaves her, and in that. Bible is kind of like my favorite Bible verse that's kind of got me through a lot of things. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It's like God has plans for you. They're to prosper you, not to harm you. I don't want to actually put the Bible verse in there. However, I want to put the theme of the Bible verse in there because I don't want I want anybody to pick up this book and be able to read it without feeling preached at, but still get the message of God's love. Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Am I talking too fast?
No, I'm actually trying to formulate the story as it goes in my head as well.
Okay. And then scene four would be...
So wait, do you have all of this written down?
Just some brief little kind of brain, brainstorming notes.
Mm-hmm.
I have. And then scene four is Lily is in the coffee shop. She's learned that, you know, she's inherited the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of goes to the coffee shop to take stock of what she has to do. She's still kind of in that frozen mode. She can't believe what's happened. And then when she walks into the coffee shop and starts, like, literally taking inventory of what her mother has,
mm-hmm.
you know, in stock, she just starts remembering. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, I'm getting attached to these characters. I'm going to cry. She starts remembering.
It's okay.
She starts remembering these. It's been a really hard weekend. She starts remembering, you know. Have you seen, what is that? You've Got Mail. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
It's a chick flick. I probably haven't seen that. Okay.
But yeah, I understand. She starts having flashbacks of the time spent with the mother.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I was thinking about was a scene that was very similar in You've Got Mail. I don't want it to be just like that, but it just made me think of that. And she, at that moment, she finally breaks down. You know, she falls to the ground. As she falls to the ground, coffee beans are following on her. You know, she lands into flour that, you know, that's there for to make the pastries. And she's literally, coffee beans are everywhere, flowers everywhere. And it's just totally symbolic of that is exactly her life at that moment. She breaks down, loses it, starts sobbing. and she hears a knock at the door, because in chapter one we said she was going to be introduced to Zoe, and then Zoe knocks on the door. And then, but I didn't know if that kind of leaves it at, okay, like, who are you, who's Zoe, and then I can pick up with Zoe in chapter two.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Would you be comfortable in, it would be easier for the writers to just hear this call and see your words and write from there, because you have it rather than, you know, reading brainstorm notes, which would also be good. This call has a lot of context.
Yes. Right. Do you want to? I thought you were going to record me. So
that is what I'm asking. Is it okay if I use the recording and give it to the writers?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So, I think that's a lot of context for chapter one. Well, I'll let my team come up with the draft work, and by next week I think I can give you something. How does that sound?
Well, I'm just still confused on whether I'm like should be writing the scenes with the actual dialogue and the point of view and the character interaction.
You don't have to write so much. I'll be very honest with you. If you're writing so much, what's the point of us?
Well, like I said, these are my characters, and I'm really falling, like, I didn't realize how much you get attached to these guys. And, yeah. Okay.
If you want to write, that's fine. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm saying it's not necessary.
Right. Correct. I mean, so that's why I was struggling, because I wasn't exactly sure how much I was supposed to have for you, you know.
The more information you provide, the easier it is for the writers to, you know, come up with the content. But you don't have to go overboard just thinking, I have to provide this and this and this. The writers are, they're capable professional writers. So if there is an information gap, they'll either ask me to ask you a few questions, or they will, you know, come up with something and provide little notes that, yeah, we did this, so if you're okay with it, we'll keep it. If you're not, we'll remove it, stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I did add T.O. to my character sheet, and I was getting ready to add Martha Hills to my character sheet. That is Faith's best friend, Lily's mother's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't added her yet. I briefly described her in Faith's description as her best friend, but I changed her name. Her name was May Mills, and I thought that was too illiterate, so I changed it to Martha Hills. Let's see. Do you want me to screenshot my notes? Because I actually kind of write everything out longhand. Sometimes I do better that way than typing.
Sure. You can just send me a picture of those on to try to make sure if it's as clear as possible.
Okay.
As long as it's readable, it's fine.
What was that last name?
As long as it's readable, it's fine.
I think it's readable, but
picture-wise. I mean, I'm pretty sure the lawyers can understand. I mean, picture-wise, it should be readable.
Yeah. So how does it seem flowing so far, or is it seem kind of connected?
Good. It seems pretty connected. You have a lot. The chapter one, it's pretty well thought out. I think it's good enough to have enough information for a complete chapter to be done on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't know if I clarified in scene one that she is still, she will actually be in a small town outside of Boston, Massachusetts, in a small college, kind of very small college. But, yeah, so I didn't, and I had it taking place, open with a scene describing Lily leaving her small studio, I put studio apartment, but we're going to need to go with dorm because that's the only way financially it can make sense for her.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Boston, Massachusetts, the sky is gray. There's snow on the ground, and she's headed into work. When Lily enters work, she sees the chaos of too many people and the reason why she had to be called in on an emergency. So,
I see. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense for me as well. I think it's going to make a lot of sense for a writer as well. So what I recommend is I'm going to give them this call, and you can send me your notes. So I'll attach both of them to the writer. So they'll read up the notes, and then they'll also hear the entire call. So then they'll formulate a plan on what to do with the draft, and they'll start writing it. It'll give them a really good insight.
Okay, because like I said, I really don't want them just to write it. I don't want them to write everything. I just kind of want it to be a partnership type of thing.
Yeah, I do understand. I do understand that.
Yeah, I know. Because I told one of my friends what I was doing. She goes, well, then you're not writing it. I'm like, yes, I am.
No, if people don't understand that it's your idea, it's your entire formulation. Even if you are, let's say, you get 1% to type out what you're saying, does that mean you're not writing it? Isn't it exactly what you're doing at this point?
Right. I mean, this is what I did in all my writing groups. You put down your ideas, you knock them back and forth with your writing group people, and they give you ideas, and you give them ideas, you know, so.
Yeah, that is how it works. You just, not everyone, like, because we get a lot of people who aren't, have a great amount of ideas. They know how to make scenes, create dialogues, but they don't know how to exactly put that into a book.
Right. So, I mean, I'm not real comfortable with my point of view or dialogue at this point, but I think as I keep practicing with this book, then the next one is going to be even more hands-on, and then the next one, it could even be totally mine, you know, so we'll see.
That's completely on you, and that is completely justified if you want to write the entire book by yourself. Of course, go for it.
It's more difficult than you realize once you get into all the details.
That's something a lot that happens a lot, because we do get writers who are short story writers, but when it comes to writing an entire book, it's so fragmented because they're used to writing short stories and not long ones.
Exactly, and that's where I'm at. I'm used to doing short stories, so, and I feel comfortable with short stories. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to piece this together, like each chapter is a short story that weaves into the next short story. That transitions into the next short story.
Good.
So then that way, I'm trying to create conflict for every single scene. And, you know, even if it's small conflict. And, the depth of character, my character development, I'm kind of worried about a little bit too. But I think it'll progress.
Mm-hmm. So. Don't worry about it too much, if anything, though.
Okay.
You're a professional in terms of writing short stories. You're a professional in terms of writing long stories. So we'll find a middle ground. Don't worry.
Okay. So do you have time to tell me what we were going to talk about with the copyright, or do we need to do that a different time?
Well, you said you had 40 minutes. Do you have the time to talk about it?
I've got 15 minutes.
It's going to be a rather long discussion, probably, because you're going to have questions at the end of it. So what do you think? Wednesday a good time, or is today a good time? Good call.
Oh, I know. I have so much going on. Let's see. Wednesday will probably be good.
So let's keep it to Wednesday. I'll give you the entire breakdown of what originally he was saying and what was going on. So you don't feel so freaked out about it, okay?
Okay.
Because I think that there's been a good amount of misunderstanding during that communication, so I'll break it down for you.
Okay.
Don't worry too much. Don't worry too much. You're worrying a lot about things. And
Sheldon,
I understand. It is understandable. It is understandable.
That,
I'm not saying it isn't.
That's my personality.
Well,
if you notice, most of my characters in my character description will say, has a tendency to worry a lot. It has a tendency to worry a lot.
Yep. Your word speaks volumes in that sense.
But you'll learn to like me anyway.
I already do. Don't worry about it. But then again, you worry about it.
I don't worry that much. Okay. All right. Well, I'm also a perfectionist. I like everything to be done extremely well. So.
Yep. So what I have been, again, I hope, so, you know, will satisfy that perfectionist in you.
So, all right. Well, I hope this is... I don't know if this is more than you were looking for or what you were looking for.
This
but
is pretty good. This was pretty good. I wasn't expecting this much, to be honest.
Oh, okay. I was actually wanting to start. I think what I'm going to do, just to keep challenging myself,
mm-hmm.
is I'm going to slightly, like, maybe put this together a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe I should just write it out a little bit more. More neatly, and then for maybe next chapter, and then I'm going to, with each chapter, I'm going to try to put in more of my own element, like more dialogue next time.
That's good.
That
That's
kind of
good.
Thing.
We can keep it this way. Like, you can formulate a foundation for a chapter and still, you know, use that as a basis to create the entire chapter. That sound good?
Yeah. Well, no.
An element of you at the same time.
Yeah, I do. But I want to overcome this point of view and dialogue inability, and I can't do that unless I do it.
You will. You will. The point of this is the reason why I'm saying it would be a good thing is because you will understand the difference between the draft that you made and the draft that the writers made, which would contain dialogue. By reading that and trying to correct that, you learn from it. So it's going to be a learning experience for you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I do with my kids at school. So, all right. So there we go.
So, cool. So let's have a talk on Wednesday, and I'll give you the breakdown, and we'll talk a bit more on the book, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Perfect. Take care, Holly.
Uh-huh.
Welcome. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.